Earlier this year, the Juneau Assembly gave the school district more than $2 million to resolve deficits from non-instructional costs, things like transportation and the district's childcare program. In June, the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development sent a letter to the district saying that extra funding wasn't allowed. School Board President Dee Dee Sorensen says this has never been an issue before.
It's like implying that there's something afoot, and there's not.
The school board sent a letter back saying that money isn't subject to the local funding cap because it pays for community services, not day-to-day district operations. They're still waiting on a response from the state. But whether or not that funding applies to Juneau's local contribution cap, the state has two reasons to limit local funding. On one hand, it ensures that school districts are funded as fairly as possible across Alaska. On the other, it allows the state to avoid paying millions of dollars to schools through a practice used by no other state in the country. The law at the heart of the dispute involves two things: federal impact aid and the disparity test. Federal impact aid goes to school districts where students live on federal property or Indian lands. That money is meant to help those districts make up for lost tax revenue, since federal land is exempt from property taxes. In Alaska, that includes military bases and Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act land. The disparity test measures whether a state's school funding is shared fairly among all districts. Alaska passes that test if there's a less than 25% funding difference between the highest and lowest funded districts. But passing the test doesn't just indicate fairness. It helps reduce state spending on schools. The state has to give school districts a certain amount of money each year. But if the state passes the disparity test, the federal government lets the state put most of the impact aid toward that amount. Juneau Democratic Senator Jesse Kiel is on the Senate Education Committee.
The formula says that we have now says the state deducts 90% of the impact aid money from what it gives districts toward their basic needs. So from the state's check.
He says deducting the impact aid from the state's check keeps that money within Alaska's school funding formula. The formula gives more money for certain reasons, like having students with intensive special needs or offering vocational training. Outside the formula, impact aid would only go to districts with federal or ANCSA land.
Not based on what it costs to educate kids there, not based on how tough it is to build a kid's future there.
Keeping money within the formula helps ensure that it's distributed fairly. But passing the disparity test still means the state writes a smaller check. That's what's at risk if the state fails.
That's the potential, right? Is we might have to let districts keep their impact aid money and not have the state say, oh, somebody in government, in a higher level of government, is giving you that, so we won't.
In fiscal year 2022, the state deducted $73 million in federal impact aid from its cost to schools. The loss to affected districts varies. The state deducts $5 million in federal impact aid from its contribution to the Anchorage School District. In Fairbanks, it's $7 million. In the Lower Kuskokwim School District, it's more than $15 million. In districts that don't have a lot of federal land, like the Matanuska-Susitna Borough and Juneau, the state doesn't deduct any impact aid.
I have not seen a session go by in 25 years where there isn't a training session on the education funding formula. And the education funding formula walkthrough always includes this step about deducting 90% of impact aid. And legislators with significant federal presence in their district say, wait, you do what? And legislators without major federal infrastructure or impacts in their district go, what's the next step?
According to the U.S. Department of Education, Alaska is the only state that counts federal impact aid as state funding. New Mexico stopped doing it 2 years ago, letting eligible districts keep $60 million in federal money without reducing their state funds. Alaska's legislature approved a one-time school funding boost of $175 million this year, but Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed half of it. Kiel says sufficient statewide funding would reduce the risk of failing the disparity test.
the old saying is a rising tide floats all boats. But that veto leaves the kids who are in a dinghy to start with bailing as fast as they can, and they might get swamped by this thing.
The Juneau School District is still waiting on a response from the State Department of Education. The department's school finance manager, Lori Weed, didn't respond to an interview request or a list of questions. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.